A very good morning to you. My name is Nick, the Moose Patterson, and I'm the Commander-in-Chief at tiptv.co.uk. The date, Monday the 18th of January. We're here 10 a.m. and 1 p.m. every day, covering markets and sport, live from the heart of London, St Paul's. Today's guest list in no particular order. For the 10 o'clock show, we have Richard Hunter, Zach Mir, Marcus Ashworth, Steve Woodcock, Gaurav Sharma and Ben Harrington. For the 1 o'clock, we've got Tony Cross, Sven Lawrence, and we're doing a rerun of Zach Mir's charts. Right, let's kick off with Richard Hunter, the head of equities for Hargreaves Lansdown. Morning to you, Richard.
Morning, Nick.
Right, so give me a thought of the day.
Well, it's actually an investing theme, which we'll come to in a moment when we look at the broker tips for today, on the simple basis that regardless of those three particular stocks and whether they've been upgraded or downgraded, the three that I've picked out are all defensive stocks. And it seems a fairly good point to reflect on investing in defensive stocks. These are ones, of course, which it's not that they won't go down when the market goes down, but it's likely that they won't go down quite as much. And in the meantime, they're household names for one reason or another. They remain very cash generative and they remain very diversified, both in terms, as was often said before, of their business lines and geography. So it's those defensive stocks in focus.
Right. I saw Albert Edwards held a conference last week. Apparently the room was packed to the rafters. He's been bearish, Societe Generale, for 20 years. He was suggesting equity markets could capitulate up to 80%. That seems an extraordinary
thought. I mean, it's on the back of that RBS note we had last week as well. I mean, you can never say never, but, you know, like they often say about economists, they've predicted 9 of the last 3 recessions. And that particular individual is no different. Perhaps he will get it right one day, but there are a few reasons to be cheerful out there. They're difficult to find at the moment. We're just running into the fourth quarter earnings season, of course. Oil and the pressure on oil does nonetheless remain something of an indirect tax cut, certainly to individuals, and that includes Chinese individuals, by the way. Let alone those companies that obviously use oil in the manufacturing process. And again, as we'll come to again in a moment, the defensive shares are still doing okay as well.
Understood. Well, let's go through a number of slides. Let's kick off with the first one of the day, Tip TV Finance app. Get the latest tips first, download from the App Store. That's Tip TV in the 21st century. Let's go on to these defensive plays. The broker forecast, you chose Bats, Reckitt Benhauser and Unilever. A few words on these, please, Richard.
Yep. As I say, it's the defensive angle. Market consensus for BAT is a strong buy. Needless to say, we all know what they do. Their third quarter numbers in October, revenues up 4%, partly helped by higher pricing, which was up 6%. In particular, worthy of note, the Middle East and Africa, because although they're up against it in some developed countries, potentially with plain packaging, let alone taxes, there are other parts of the world where it is still a fact that volume sales are increasing for tobacco. On top of that, of course, there's a punchy 4% dividend yield. And this is a company which continues to generate cash, notwithstanding that longer term it might be under a bit more pressure. There's always pressure around the sector in terms of potential litigation, especially from the States. But the fact remains, rightly or wrongly, that tobacco is subject to what they call inelastic demand. It tends to be that people who smoke will pay whatever price they may be.
Yep, understood. Reckitt's a buy, says Liberum.
Again, however difficult we are having it in the market, and perhaps even sales might go up if it's a particularly difficult market, because like Reckitt Benckiser, one of its brands is Nurofen, for example, as well as Strepsils, Scholl, you know, consumer products. They've recently disposed of their pharmaceutical business, so they're now a pure consumer products company. Again, they had third quarter sales in October, like for like, up 7%. In particular, the emerging markets was a position of strength for them, and also the health part of their business. So, again, market consensus is a buy, but you've got that defensive slant as well. They're yielding about 2.5%.
Unilever on a sell, according to...
Yes, that's right. That's slightly against the consensus. Mm. Consensus is a strong hold at the moment. We're due their fourth quarter figures tomorrow. Emerging markets growth will be a focus in terms of those particular numbers. But, again, some of their bigger brands, Bovril, PG Tips, Persil, Domestos, Dove and Lynx. You know, these are all things that people
all world-class are going names, to use. Aren't they?
World-class brands, regardless of the underlying economic environment.
Understood. Let's take a quick look at those three corresponding charts. And these are as of the close on Friday. First of all, BATS. Again, just small series of higher lows and higher highs, but very much range bounds. Let's move on to Reckitt Benhouse, a key support around the sort of £60 mark. Again, it's got a little bit of sort of work to do around this sort of 60 to 64 area, but again, it looks like a consolidation at best at the moment. And finally, Unilever, a few gaps on the chart. I'm always wary when you've got gaps. Look at your J.J. Murphy book if you want to understand the implications of that. Again, while it's above 27.20, that would be sort of a key chart point for me. Right, let's move on to Mike Ingram's morning thoughts. He's a market strategist at BGC Partners. Overnight, Asia generally weaker. Shanghai propped up as officials introduced reserve requirements on the offshore one. Crude oil continues to slide as market braces for further Iranian supply. Speculative shorts higher since 2006, according to the CFTC. Oxfam releases report that suggests the wealthiest 1% is now richer than the other 99% put together. Just 62 people now have wealth more than the poorest 50% of the world's 7.4 billion population. Wowee. Let's go on to Nicole Elliott's thoughts. With decade-long sanctions lifted with most countries, crude oil prices drop even further, hitting the bourses across the Gulf Cooperation Council. Markets open lower on Sunday, and sovereign wealth funds are expected to sell more of their assets because of growing budget deficits. Right, let's go to what's trending oil around. The oil price has fallen below $28 a barrel based on fears that lifting of Western sanctions in Iran could worsen the existing oversupply problem. We've got Gaurav Sharma coming on the show later to talk about oil. M&A, Homebase. Australian retail giant Wesfarmers has agreed to buy the UK DIY chain Homebase from Home Retail for £340 million. And UK inflation, Ernst & Young, low inflation to delay Bank of England rate hike. Help consumers, Britain on track for growth streak despite global turmoil. That's a little bit surprising that we're on track for growth streak.
Yeah, I'm not sure about the word streak. That remains to be seen. But that being said, of course, the UK is in a better position than many, particularly of its European counterparts.
Understood.